This is Cincinnati Edition for a Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. Time for a visit with Chris DeSimeo. He's on the money with author Jonathan Barron.
We come now to the second weekend in December. This year is absolutely hurtling toward a close. Of course, the shopping season now in full swing, and books, of course, make one of the best gifts. And what better way to not only put a suitable wrapping on 2010, but to make sure that your 2011 and other years go even better than this one. It's very, very timely to be talking with Jonathan Barron, who, along with Amy Lemley, has written a new book called Work Makes Me Nervous, Overcome Anxiety and Build the Confidence to Succeed. And though it's a work book, a book to help you, designed to help you make more money, it has direct application also in the world of investing. Jonathan is with us this morning. He is a licensed clinical social worker, a medically trained professional. He is certified, among other things, by New York State as a biofeedback therapist and as a member of the Association of Applied Psychophysiology and Biofeedback. And Jonathan, thank you so much for taking part of your Saturday to be with us.
It's my pleasure.
You open up your book, Work Makes Me Nervous, with some interesting examples of people who seem to be very successful but have some big, big problems.
Yes, and I'm sure that a big part of your audience already knows that the biggest fear in the world is fear of public speaking. What they may not know is what drives the problem, and that's an obsessive energy, fear of being noticeably nervous, fear of being perceived the wrong way. I have had numerous patients who, as you just mentioned, are very successful. You'd never know that these people have a problem. And many have said to me things like, Jonathan, I'm considering getting into an accident on my way to work to avoid a public speaking scenario. Or one account manager, an ovarian cancer survivor, she almost died. And she says to me very genuinely, Jonathan, I'd rather be back in chemotherapy than speak in front of a group.
Wow.
So the fear, and as a matter of fact, on the back cover of the book, we quote a major player in a hedge fund who is the primary go-to guy for public speaking, but no one except myself and his wife knew that he would have this problem. What happens is he's good in a lot of public speaking scenarios, but when there are key things, presentation to the board of directors or those two key meetings a year where people are going to make decisions as to where they invest millions, he will start obsessing, that's a key word, obsessing months before the actual event. And that kind of energy causes all kinds of problems, not the least of which is burnout and possible depression.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a physical manifestation of that. I've heard of the phrase, we've all heard of the phrase, to get cold feet. But you had some interesting comments on the hand temperature and anxiety.
You know, as I'm doing this show with you right now, my hands are cold.
Really? And we're harmless.
The reason they're cold is because my blood vessels are constricting. I've done many shows, and I like doing them. I like educating. I like marketing. And what's happening is I'm experiencing what's called, and we do a lot of this in the book, is the physiology of performance. So to me, the adrenaline, which manifests itself with vasoconstriction and cold hands, means ready, set, go. To a person who really doesn't understand this physiology of performance, the same dynamic can create a panic attack. For example, many people fear being noticeably nervous. You can go on the internet these days and you can find in the last decade there's been a new medical procedure that's been developed where doctors, physicians, will literally do an invasive procedure to cut your nerves to prevent blushing and sweating.
Wow.
Which is called hyperhidrosis, which is driven by social anxiety. Now, you've got to consider the level of desperation for someone to go to those lengths. But the person who fears the blushing and the sweating, as well as the person who panics in a performance scenario, has learned to hate their adrenaline. And what we teach them in the book, there's two levels of help in the book. One is technique. Everybody likes technique. The technique is, when you go into a performance situation, you're going to have your adrenaline. So you need to start with realistic expectations. And then you need to learn how to accept it and to put the interpretation on the adrenaline as it's your friend and it's the source of power. Now, I'm not saying that's an easy thing to do, but that's the kind of technique, and it's called paradoxical, which means opposites. That's the kind of technique that turns the adrenaline into something really important and powerful.
Yeah, you have in your book, Work Makes Me Nervous, you actually have some very specific exercises. I'm right here on page 155 where you have the bell-shaped curve of the adrenaline flow curve. But you have four steps to help people overcome anxieties. And then finally, the adrenaline control actually is a five-step. Could you take a little bit of time and explain exactly how that works?
Typical person has fear about going into the challenge situation. It could be a public speaking scenario. And also, it's not just a formal public speaking situation. You can redefine it as speaking in public. It could be around the water cooler in the elevator. A lot of deals are made in the elevator, you know?
Right.
It could be a conference call or dealing with a supervisor or making an important marketing contact, calling someone you don't want to have anything to do with because they're difficult. When you are in a situation like this, your adrenaline is going to be there. Okay, that's number one, realistic expectation. Number two, you need to accept it. That's the hardest thing. And when we do some deeper analytical work, which is in the book, one of the important things is to understand historically how you learned a negative association to adrenaline and how that taught people to be on guard or defensive or hypervigilant. So we teach the reader how to accept the adrenaline, that's the hardest piece, and turn it into power. And then we go through the surf the wave. If you've ever seen a surfer on a wave,
sure.
He or she harnesses the energy of the wave. The wave is a metaphor for the adrenaline. You go with it, you're in control. You don't go with it, and it smashes the surfboard around. Number four, a diaphragmatic breath or two. Number five, the suggestion, my hands are warm, and in the book, Work Makes Me Nervous, there is in-depth technique as to how to create consciously vasodilation, which is the hands being warm, or vasoconstriction called that we were just talking about.
Wow. You know, it's interesting, John, as talking with you here, and we're visiting with Jonathan Berendt, whose book, Work Makes Me Nervous, is now available online and at bookstores near you. When 30 years ago, as I got into the investment world, I distinctly remember the first few times that I was holding the keyboard to what was then, I think we called them Quotron machines back then. Actually, we're entering a live order. And it, for me, it was just like being on stage or speaking in public again, when you realize what can go wrong if you hit the wrong button. And all the different things you just described, cold hands, in the inside flap of your book, you talk about obsessive worry, fear of being nervous, clammy hands, racing heart, trouble breathing. These are symptoms that people experience quite often when they're either looking at their investment statements or about to make an investment, literally pull the trigger on an investment decision.
Yes, but here's my story of the month. One young man, age 34, makes $800,000 a year. He's obviously successful, and he's got his investments down pretty well. He has his own good portfolio, and he represents many people who give them their portfolios. He works for a bank, and he's sitting around a table. There are 15 people around this table, and they are giving out rewards. If they pick your business card out of a glass bowl, you win a million American Express points, which turns into $10,000. He is praying that he doesn't win. Do
why?
You have any idea why?
Because he would have to say something if he won?
Yes, he would have to be the focus of attention, and he fears being noticeably nervous.
Yeah, just amazing, fascinating stuff, things that you can use to
well,
help.
You know, a lot of people I work with are perfectionists, and the last thing that a perfectionist is going to do is going to admit they're not perfect. So while there are millions and millions of people who have this problem, it's not the type of situation that you talk about because of shame, embarrassment, humiliation. And these are the emotions that really, that when associated to autonomic hypersensitivity, which is excessive adrenaline, that causes the problem. And so many people just don't understand it. Basic education will go a long way. But what they will do is there is the tendency to avoid. You avoid a lot, that turns into a phobia. And my co-writer, Amy Lemley, who is a very gifted writer and teaches at the Darden Business School, which is a high-class school, comes out of the closet in the book. This is the other perspective in the book. She talks about how she resolved her avoidant personality problem, which was driven by anxiety, not picking up that phone call, not making the phone call, not following through on promises and responsibilities. And the operative word there is detach. The person with anxiety learns to disconnect the mind from the challenge situation. That turns into the avoidant personality as well as an avoidant lifestyle. Now, while millions of people have this problem also, there's very little literature available, not to mention even less so in terms of clinical efficacy. And she describes in detail, I'm the therapist, she's the patient, she describes in detail how she resolved this phenomenon.
Wow. Well, and it's just in time for the holidays and a great book to cuddle up with on a cold weekend. And Jonathan Barrett, I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, for Cincinnati Edition, I'm Chris DeSimio on The Money.
Thank you.